But first, the execution of Saddam Hussein could happen any day now. Yesterday, an appeals court in Baghdad ruled Saddam must be hanged within 30 days. This follows his conviction last month for crimes against humanity. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says he wants the execution carried out before the end of the year. That is Sunday. Iraq's National Security Advisor Mufaq al-Rubai joins me now from Baghdad. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you very much for having me, Madeline.
Well, now there is some disagreement over whether Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani, needs to ratify the court's decision. And he has said he is an opponent of the death penalty, would never sign a death sentence. Has that issue been resolved?
There was no issue on that front, because this is a specialist court and it has its own law and regulation. According to the regulation of this court, the Presidential Council does not need to ratify the sentence.
So it will be carried out then?
It will be carried out. And I think we're not talking about retribution and revenge. We're talking about implementing justice and the psychological healing for our severely traumatized community here and society. I believe it's going to be a page we will turn and we'll forget about.
Will this be a public hanging?
No, it will be in private, and I think we should respect his right, and I don't think he wanted a public hanging. And there is nothing called in the Iraqi law the public hanging.
Mr. al-Rubai, an Iraqi website has published a farewell letter from Saddam where he said he was ready to sacrifice himself for Iraq. He used that word, sacrifice. Are you afraid his supporters will turn him into a martyr?
I don't think he is a sort of icon, if you like, for a particular community. I think he might be an icon for the criminals and those who wanted to regain to power by force and by guns. Otherwise, the Iraqi people wanted him to go as soon as possible and to consider him part of the past.
What do you think his execution will mean for Iraqis? Once he is executed, what do you think the reaction will be in Iraq?
I think the reaction is going to be, of course, the majority of Iraqis are going to rejoice this and they are going to be really, really happy. You know, we invested heavily in treasure, in blood, in tear, in sweat, to get to this stage of freedom and democracy and modern life, if you like. And this has happened after Saddam had been overthrown 3 years ago. So I think this is a happy ending of one of the most horrific, tragic story in the recent history of Iraq.
This trial, though, has been criticized for not being a fair trial, and some human rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, are worried that the execution is perhaps being carried out too quickly.
Not at all. The appeals court has ratified the sentence, and also there was a defense counsel from international bodies and from the Arab world and from Iraqis, and I can't see anybody who, how can they grumble about it? He was given the very right of defending and standing for hours to defend himself. This is the right he denied every Iraqi he killed in the last 35 years. So I think nobody should grumble about it.
Iraq's National Security Advisor, Mufaq al-Rubai, thank you very much for joining us again.
Thank you very much, ma'am.